home, everyone. Thank you for joining in on this episode of Welcome Home with the Katinas. Welcome Home is a podcast where I, your host Josh, sit down for a conversation with different people who I admire and discuss whatever's on their mind, and especially focus on life at home in times like this. Wherever you are and however you're listening, thank you for your support, and once again, welcome home. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for joining in on this week's episode of Welcome Home with the Katinas. I want to be the first to wish everyone a happy April. Hope everyone enjoyed Holy Week, had a good Easter Sunday, celebrated with family and friends. And I know all of our family, we got together at a park here in Franklin, enjoyed each other's company and spent the day really in gratitude for not only the sacrifice that was made, but the victory that was won on Easter Sunday. And so I hope everyone else had a great time celebrating that last week. And we are excited to be moving on into a new month. This podcast is approaching soon here its third birthday, which is crazy.
Wow.
And
amazing.
You know, we would not be approaching year three if it weren't for people like you who are listening and watching and support the show, support Katina Ministries. So I want to say thank you to those of you, especially those of you who support us financially. Our partners are a core part of Katina Ministries and who we are and what we're able to do. And so I want to say thank you and let you know if you're curious about learning more about Katina Ministries and how you can become a partner with us. The best way to do that is to visit thekatinas.com. You'll find all the information you need there. So thanks in advance for that. And starting off this new month, I have really all five of the Katinas are here. One's not on camera. One's working hard. But the other four are not working. So I said, let's get you
We're
guys
sitting
on.
And holding
the,
a microphone.
The non-working Katinas are around something. The table. Uncles, Dad, thank you guys for being here.
Thank you, Josh.
Happy April, and I know that we're recording this right after you guys got home from a trip to, I believe it was Alabama, right?
Orange Beach, Alabama.
Kind of a short turnaround for you guys, because I know you're heading out of town tomorrow.
Yes.
Right? So I'm thankful that I have an hour or so with you guys here. But I wanted to start off this podcast. I figured since March has ended, April's begun, we've gotten through the first quarter of the year. And Uncle James, actually, and Uncle John, but on our sports thread, whenever we're watching Laker games, I always often see Uncle James say, just win every quarter, guys. If we just win every quarter, we'll win the game. So I'd like to spend some time just talking about this first quarter that has just ended. How do you guys feel about the first quarter of the year, and what are you guys looking forward to as far as Katina Ministries goes in the second quarter?
I think we won the first quarter, Josh. Barely. I'm sure there's some losses in there too. We'll get to there. We started out the first quarter with our family, you know, at the cabin. Actually, it was kind of ending the last quarter, beginning the first quarter, which was always good. And then normally in January, we're usually home and, you know, usually working at the office, preparing for the new year. But, man, we hit the ground. I should say we hit the skies flying all the way to the Philippines, had a great time out there, and then came back, and then we're back out to California. But the last 6 weeks of that, for the first quarter, for me personally, it was good. We were home, worked out a lot at the office. We all got to visit Dad, Grandpa, and we're still all unpacking our visits. Some of the same things happened, and then just different things with Dad's medical situation. So me and Mom just last week celebrated 31 years of marriage. That's the grace of God and a loving wife, I'll say that. And so, yeah, I'm thankful that we ended strong, and we're starting the new quarter with our, what's the word, with our feet running. Mm-hmm. We're hitting the ground running, yes.
Yeah, I would say I would say we won the first quarter, and I would, my evaluation would be, as Joe just alluded, we had probably the most time home. Not necessarily we weren't working, but just to be home for, I'd say 80% of that, of the first quarter, was a win. I don't think we've, you know, when you're doing what we're doing as far as touring and live shows, it's hard to control the calendar. You can't really, I mean, it's when the calls come in, you know, as long as you're not, you know, booked for a certain day, you pretty much take it. But I remember some conversations we've had several years ago about how cool it would be to take that, you know, first part of the year off. And that was due to just how hard we worked, you know, coming off of the Christmas tour the previous year. So again, you know, it's something that we didn't like purposely do, but we were able to be blessed to have the time off. Joe, you're talking about 31 years of marriage. That's amazing. I celebrate my 1 year anniversary of marriage.
Congratulations
to Shelley. And also did something that I didn't ever imagine myself doing, and that's going on the golf course and swinging the clubs. Right. Done that a few times, hitting the golf range, and definitely an opportunity to be with some of my boys and some of the nephews too, and it's been great to do that. And also, as Joe said, just time to be with Dad and to visit with him. We could spend a whole podcast just on that, but it's been a win situation for this first quarter.
You know, to use a sports analogy, especially with sports that have quarters like basketball, when you start off strong and you have a good first quarter, that should usually set the tone for the rest of the game. And I think that's been the case really for 2024. It's been, as the guys have mentioned, it's been great to be home, being with our families. It was also a time to just reflect on the previous year. A lot went on, a lot of highs, a lot of lows. So I find myself in the first few months of the year just reflecting and being grateful, having gratitude. And then also just thinking about, you know, how I can be better, you know. And then the other thing for as far as ministry goes for the Katinas, that first quarter, it's great because it's the time where we also prepare. You know, I know not only for our family but for our church, we started the year off with the 21-day fast. So there's that happening. And in my personal family, my own family, there's a lot of big things that we've been preparing for. One being I'm going to be a grandfather, you know, so Jackson and Lee are going to have a baby later in the year. Haley is graduating from high school, and that's been a pretty a lot of time invested in preparing for that, you know, going on campus tours. So she's excited about the future. And then we also have a wedding in our family. My sister-in-law is getting married. So we see a lot of things that, you know, unfortunately you can't just wait till the day or the week of. You have to have a few weeks and months. We're excited about the cousin reunion that's happening. And so I'm just grateful. This first 3 months, first quarter of the year, while we've been, you know, off of the road, it's still been quite productive, and really looking forward to just all that God has in store for our ministry, for our individual families, and there's just a lot to be grateful for.
6 weeks, in some ways, it went by fast, and in some ways, it just feels like, man, are we ever gonna fly and do a concert again? And we had a conversation in the vehicle a couple of days ago just about getting back to what we do on stage. And we went from being off for 6 weeks to doing 3 full concerts over the weekend. And man, my voice was struggling. It was tired, right? And so I'm excited to be back. I feel like we're refreshed and looking forward to the rest of the year.
It's awesome, Monk. I remember at the beginning of this year, the beginning of this first quarter, I would say as a family, the conversation that we were having was actually about my grandpa, about your guys' dad. And without getting into all the details, there were some health complications that he was facing, and he ended up moving from Samoa to back here in the United States for better medical care. Right. And Dad, I think you mentioned this, that I think all of you guys within the last couple of weeks have gone to visit him and spend time with him and my Auntie Tiva, Uncle Mikey. I want to ask you guys, like, I don't think we've talked about it on the podcast. How was it visiting your guys' dad, spending time with him? Obviously, he's not in his prime, I guess, as far as health goes, but how was that for you guys?
It was good, Josh. It was healing, I think, to be around Grandpa. Like you said, he's in the final stages of life, and I don't know how long that stage lasts. You know, is it months? Is it years? But he's lived, he's 84, and it feels like even just this week we've had 2 relatives pass away. One was 82, the other one was in his 70s, and I don't know, I think maybe, you know, me being 54, it just seems more common because that's where we are at in life. You know, when you're younger, when somebody passes on to eternity, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. And now it's not that you can't believe it, it's just more sad or more the reality of the situation. So we had some, James and I, we did our trips in twos. So James and I, we did our trip together, had some funny moments where Grandpa would just sit there and, you know, he's not, doesn't have a lot of energy like he used to, and he'll just start talking funny stories about the past, stories we've heard plenty of times, and he's just telling it in his fresh way, and I realize, I'm like, man, that's who we all get our storytelling from, Grandpa. He still loves to pray. He still loves to read the Word. It was really good to be around him.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. I was actually having a breakfast with a friend yesterday. His dad passed away probably 5 years ago. And we were talking about our visit, you know, to El Paso, seeing our dad, and how all the brothers have over the last few weeks have been able to do that. And as I was talking to this friend, I was, again, just really found myself being grateful about this opportunity that we have. And without going into the whole history of our relationship growing up in a pastor's home, the truth is I was only 16 when, after Grandma passed away and Grandpa went back to Samoa to pastor. So that's my history of living with a dad, with a father. And I remember a few times when I was in El Paso, there were some moments where it almost felt like I was getting to know my dad, and It's like an interesting exercise because I think there's some good knowing that, you know, he's probably in his final quarter, so to speak, but I think there's something still there's a blessing in that, and there's something that's necessary to have. He's 84, you know, I'm in my 50s. And to just appreciate him, even though I only had 16 years of being under his roof, just a time of reflection, time of gratitude. And when I was talking to my friend, he didn't get that moment with his dad. And so it's easy to focus on what you didn't have. But I think that in these very rich moments, it's if we're not careful, and I was thinking about this, we could miss it. We could miss these moments. So I'm glad that I was able to, and I'm hoping that we'll have a few more moments like that. It was rich. It was good.
Yeah, I think the more you get to be around elderly people that are like my dad in their 80s, you're just reminded, like I was a couple of weeks ago in El Paso, that life is just, it comes around full circle. You know, when you're an infant and toddler, you're totally just dependent on your parents to care for you. And then when you're at my dad's age, you know, it's kind of the same thing, especially when you're dealing with health issues. You're dependent on my sister Tiva is just, man, she's knocking it out of the park in the way she cares. And I think anyone who has the opportunity to care for their loved ones, they go the extra mile to care for them. But I was just reminded that, man, he's totally dependent. Even though there were moments, if you know our dad is, and you know him, Josh, he's, military guy, very talented. So he's always been a very proud man. Always wanted to look sharp. So there's still some elements. There's still some things about him, even at 84, with his limited, mobility, where he wants to, just make sure he's looking his best. He still loves clothes, and he was. We had a moment.
Hair's trimmed.
Yeah, exactly. We had a moment where, he wouldn't say much, but, Jesse and I would just ask him, man, is there anything you need? And, before you know, we're talking about fashion, and some things that he's probably seen Jesse wear that he wanted to have it at his disposal. So, but it was definitely an amazing time. Like James said, I hope my prayer for my dad is that he would just, however long he has, and it doesn't look like it's, a lot of years, but my prayer is that he just has quality days while he's here.
Yeah, it was it was refreshing to be around my dad. It's been 37 years since we lived in Samoa, and being away from Samoa that long, it's just natural that you kind of lose your ability to speak that language in a fluid way, I guess. And so we were advised before we got there that, hey, man, brush up on your Samoan, because when you get there, dad just wants to speak Samoan, have those kind of conversations. So I was a little nervous. I was like, man. So we get there, and a lot of joking, a lot of reminiscing, and those are casual conversations that you can kind of flow, right? It's easy. And after a day, I felt like, oh, man, it's coming back. We're able to converse with our dad, no problem. Until one of the days, we were just sitting there, and there was a pause in our conversation. John and I were sitting in the room, and my dad said, John, this is all in Samoan. John said, yes, dad. He goes, tell me about what's going on in Israel.
In Samoan.
In Samoan. And I saw John. John was like, how am I going to do this? finally, I said, John, just explain it in English, man. And so John did, and my dad completely understood. And I was like, man, we wasted all this time. But, yeah, feels awesome.
It's interesting that he's still engaged with current events I wonder, I imagine, I don't even know if I want to say this, but I feel like for people of grandpa's age, a lot of times, like, current events become like their entertainment. You know what I'm saying?
Do you have to be old to because it feels like current events are very entertaining right now.
Maybe when you're retired, you're not working full time. You have more time to think about politics and all of that. I don't know. But I don't know why I thought my grandpa was like. He wasn't like that, but I think he is.
Although he loves to pass the time. He loves to watch basketball, old boxing matches. He may not be really up to speed with everything that's going on, but he probably has heard like where Israel's at war or whatever. But it's those serious topics that get you. when you're trying to reply. In Samoan, man, but we did our best.
Two-state solution in Samoan. Yeah.
Exactly.
That's funny. Well, that's good. Thank you, guys.
Josh, there is one way in Samoan when your Samoan is not good, you can mix English in there, and there's certain words that work. Yeah. So when Dad, Grandpa says, "Tell me," and you can just say, "Dad."
Confusing. Yeah.
Confusing.
Means,
it's confusing, yeah, Dad.
It's complicated. Yeah.
Well, I know if anyone ever asked me about my grandpa, I would, and they asked, "What's your grandpa like?" I think maybe the first thing I would say is my grandpa loves the Lord. Mm-hmm. That's kind of I don't know, that's like the keystone quality of who my grandpa is to me. My grandpa loves the Lord. And I know that Easter Sunday, which we just came out of, I don't know for sure, but I would guess it's one of the days where the most people around the world make a decision to follow Christ and to love the Lord. And I think, first off, if you're listening and maybe you did make a decision on Sunday to follow Christ or rededicate your life to Him, I want to say I'm so excited for you. But I often think, Easter Sunday, most churches put on a big effort to share the gospel with people and teach people, the message of Christ, which is great. But the rest of the year is coming, and the rest of your life is ahead of you. And I think that maybe there's a lot of people who make decisions on Easter Sunday, and then they don't know what to do next. Yeah. And so I'd like to ask you guys, maybe there's one person listening who they made a decision on Easter Sunday, and they're on fire right now. Yeah. What would you share with our brothers and sisters as what should they do next?
I think... just as anything else, there's a saying that says you become the sum of the five most influential people. Your closest five friends, you're going to become like them. And so I would say if you have made a decision to follow Jesus, or you have been following Jesus and you want to follow Him at a more intimate and deeper level, it's very important to surround yourselves with other people who follow Jesus. I remember in a time where that was so common, but even living in the South, even as you were talking about that, Josh, like saying, "Man, I'm excited if you accepted Jesus," that used to be such a common thing to say, but I'm aware now that some people might be listening and are like, "What does that mean? What do you mean I follow?" And so I'm glad you're listening. That's really what Welcome Home with the Katinas is all about. We know that, we believe that really there's no, all of our homes are dysfunctional. We all come from places of dysfunction and disease and default and defect, and we need a Savior. That's why we need Jesus. So if you're a new person who are just following Jesus, I would encourage you to look at your circle and find people
who follow Jesus too. That doesn't mean they're perfect, because we're not. They're not. But if you want to grow in your faith, it's important to who you're connected with.
I thank you, Dad, for sharing that. I actually remember, I don't even know if you remember this, Dad, but the day where I accepted Jesus into my heart, I think I was 6 or 7 years old. It was at Bethel World Outreach Center, and I think they gave me like a certificate or something. Do you know if we still have that?
I'm sure Mom saved it somewhere.
But I remember that day as a child, and to be totally honest, I probably didn't fully understand what that meant. I know I didn't fully understand what that meant at the time, but I do believe that the Holy Spirit was working on my heart even at a young age, to where I felt like, this is something I want to sign the paper. I want to follow Jesus. I want to make him the king of my life. And that has been a journey where I've not always been winning every quarter. But every Easter and this time of year, it is a good reminder to me. It's always almost inspiring to me when I see people of all ages make a decision to follow Christ. And I just finished reading a book by an author, C.S. Lewis, called Mere Christianity, where he talks about the body of Christ, how the body of Christ is where the power of his kingdom comes from. And every Easter Sunday when I'm gathered, usually the church is more full than it ever is. Seeing the body of Christ in that environment, it's a powerful experience for me. So you guys, I guess we're recording this before Easter actually happens, but you guys will be performing or leading worship here in Murfreesboro at World Outreach Church. I know we have listeners there. If you're listening from World Outreach, we love you guys. And we're excited to spend Easter Sunday with you. One more question I have for you guys before we end. And I guess we kind of talked about the first quarter. The second quarter, things are getting a little busier, I guess, as far as work goes for Katina Ministries. I would want to ask you guys, is there anything outside of work that you're really excited for in the second quarter?
I'm excited to, James talked about Haley graduating this year. My fourth son, Steele, actually graduates on the same time as Haley. So that'll be a first in our family as far as graduations goes.
I didn't even know that. It's at the same time.
Yeah, so it was pretty cool. Steele and Haley, I guess, talked a couple weeks ago, and they said, hey, I think we should try to do something to make it easy on our extended family. So they basically sent a text message out. We have a thread called the Ainga thread, which is Samoan for family. And they're basically telling everyone where to go.
Oh, wow.
So it doesn't kind of put the pressure.
I need to check my assignment.
I was going to say, you didn't read that that text.
That thread is muted.
Josh,
I have a question
you're
for
about
you.
To get rained on.
Josh, I have a question for you. How do you feel about the Katina extended family right now?
I love it. My phone battery drains whenever I keep.
You're on because too many text threads.
No. June 7th, just so you know, because we're all muted, everybody's going to be wishing you happy birthday on that thread.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's not always muted, but every once in a while that thread starts exploding.
No, I hear you.
And if it's at a bad time, I'll just mute it and forget to mute it.
Well, speaking of this month that we're just getting through, you guys know that all the birthdays that we've had, you know, so every day, you know, that there's a birthday, there's going to be, you know, 13. So I get why you probably put it on mute every now and then.
Caitlin's in April.
Callie's
in April. My wife Alexis is in April.
Auntie Chrissy.
My
wife
Shelly.
Yeah. Anniversary.
I got it. So just go ahead and send a group message now to all the birthdays coming up.
Happy birthday, everybody.
Happy birthday, everybody. And then put it back on mute, man.
So I'm looking forward to seeing that. And also after that, Steele will be joining River
for 2 years at Lee University, and the two of them are really excited about that. I mean, you know how it's been, your experience at just in college, but at Lee, and Rivers, he's been killing it. But he's like, man, I think I'm going to get through because my little brother's coming. So,
yeah, so
really
cool.
Excited to see them have that experience together.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I think for me, I have a birthday coming up this quarter. It's in May. And I didn't used to think
not
about
just any birthday, Jess.
Not just any birthday. I'm going to be 50.
Wow.
And I didn't used to think about it a whole lot until recently. And it's normally when I'm doing some physical type activity, most of it working out, and I'm like, oh my goodness, am I going to be able to do it like this after my birthday? And with that, there's an excitement that comes with it, a drive that I have to try to stay as active. And there's this... our brother Sam, he said it years ago, and it always stuck with me. There's this quartet band. I don't know if they're still together, but they're up in age. They're called the Cathedrals. And every time we would send messages to each other or a birthday, Sam would always say, hey, guys, let's do it longer than the Cathedrals, man. So we'll see. But
you guys aren't there yet?
We're pretty close.
We might be there.
Wow.
That's a joke.
They're an inspiration, man.
I think it's going to be a good quarter. Yeah, I love celebrating the nieces and nephews, Jesse's birthday. It's a big birthday, 5-0. And no, we're not there yet, Josh. We got a ways to go. And then Josiah is going to be one in May. And, man, I'm excited. That dude is just growing. Right now he's teething. It's pretty – he's kind of hurting, so he's more fussy than normal, but I'm excited. Me and mom get to host his first year birthday party. I'm excited about that.
I was with Eli and Amelia and Josiah over the weekend, and Amelia, my sister-in-law, she said, we just finished sending out all our invites for Josiah's birthday.
Wow. Yes.
There's 112 invitations.
Huge.
It's she said, wow, it basically a big day. Was our wedding.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So I'm excited.
That's
to
awesome, man.
Josiah.
That's awesome. Yeah. I've got 20th anniversary coming up. So
oh, nice, nice.
That's a milestone for Chrissy and me, and I mean, we're looking forward to this next quarter and really the rest of the year. There's so many good things to look forward to, and so yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys. I think I'm in agreement with you guys. I feel like the first quarter was a success, and I'm looking forward to this second quarter. Let's, like Uncle James says, just one quarter, win each quarter.
Finish strong. Yeah.
And if maybe you didn't have a great quarter, perhaps, you know, there's people out there who are, I don't know, for whatever reason or circumstances, you know, in life that people go through, and you got to the last day of March and like, man, I just can't wait for April or the next quarter to start. Just want to encourage all of you out there that, man, God is with you. He sees you.
Yes.
And just because things didn't pan out this first quarter doesn't mean that you can't experience the best quarter ever. And that is only by the grace of God and His doing, you know. I guess my encouragement would be just don't let the previous quarter define what the next can be, because for all of us, we believe that our greatest days are ahead of us, no matter what's happened, even recently.
That's so good, Uncle. I wasn't even going to say this, but I recently was reminiscing with a friend of mine, like last week, and we were talking about how it's been 4 years now since the pandemic started in March. And I remember March 2020, that for me was, I'm not exaggerating, it felt like the longest month of my life. And I remember that was a season of chaos and confusion and I think fear. And we didn't, nobody had any idea what the next several years was going to bring. But sitting and reminiscing with my friend about that month and that time, that season, there was something kind of therapeutic about it for me to think about, man, look, 4 years later, where I am now, all of the things that have changed in my life, and not all of them good, some of them bad, but I'm still here, and I'm still thankful for each season. So I appreciate you, Uncle John, for sharing that, and there's always next quarter. So thank you, guys. Love you guys. We'll do this again soon.
Thanks, Josh.
Love you, Josh.
To those of you listening, thank you for tuning in. We'll be back with more episodes soon. Have a great day.